1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
It's time to get our music news on with Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well.
Yes, you are. It's been another great week.
Oh,
thank you, Gary. With the A-team.
The A-team is here to deliver.
Yes. You know, never failed.
So, what is happening this week? I see you spoke to someone from Metallica.
Yeah, this is a big Metallica weekend, which, you know, if you want something to shake the pandemic blahs, or at least blow them out, who better than Metallica? So they have a new album out today, S&M 2. Don't get excited. This is their second collaboration with the San Francisco Symphony. And it's basically orchestral versions of Metallica's songs. The first one back in 1999 was Dynamite. This one's no different. You know, it's really, really good. And, you know, Metallica is one of those bands whose songs lends themselves to bigness. And you certainly get bigness with a symphony orchestra. So that comes out today. Tomorrow, they are doing a filmed drive-in theater concert. So you can see Metallica play live. They filmed this especially for this. This is not like an archival, concert or anything. They filmed this about a week ago in Sonoma, up in California, and, apparently on the ground in an old winery. I talked to Robert Trujillo, the bass player, yesterday, and he said, he did point out, he said, yeah, we were playing for crickets, literally for crickets, because, there was no audience and just wildlife, so they were playing for the crickets out there in Sonoma. And 3 Days Grace will be, a film performance by them will be part of this, too. So that's all taking place tomorrow. Check your local listing.
Is that who you were talking to, Robert?
Yeah, I talked to him, not the crickets. So we talked about, he told me what basically for the 2 weeks of preparation for this thing, because, Metallica is a serious machine. He said they created their own version of the NBA bubble in San Rafael, California, where their headquarters are, and, with all the COVID testing and, the PPEs and the masks and the, everything you do these days to put something on. But he did say, he felt like this was a step forward in terms of showing the band, showing the guys in Metallica how they could work together, whether it's recording or if they want to do another one of these concert, events, that, they see how they can do it now. And there's a lot involved. But as we well know, this may be for the foreseeable future, and at least we can get some of our big bands back on track, and we can get some new content and have some new contact with them.
Is that interview posted anywhere, Gary?
It is. You can find it at theoaklandpress.com. You can find it at Gary Graff on Music on Facebook or Graff on Music on Twitter.
All right, excellent. We'll look for it. We're running the Metallica S&M 2 radio special this Sunday night.
Right, that's going to be fun. And I liked what they did on S&M 1, and S&M 2 is just as good.
Awesome. Well, we've got the MTV Awards coming up this weekend.
We do. The MTV Video Music Awards are this Sunday, 7 o'clock on MTV and a bunch of other platforms, as well as the CW. Will be airing it, so it's pretty accessible this year. There's a pre-show at 5:30. Performers this year: Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, The Weeknd, BTS from South Korea, the K-pop giants will be playing Dynamite, their first English language single, which just blew all sorts of records, something like 93 million views in its first 24 hours. Miley Cyrus will be there, Black Eyed Peas, DaBaby, Doja Cat, Majuma. If you're thinking, where's The Rock? It's not.
Are they all in one building doing this, or is this
This is going to be in the New York, in the five boroughs. So these performances will be from around the New York area, for the most part without an audience, and then there will be like a headquarters where they will be announcing the awards, and it'll be a lot of virtual acceptances. Okay. So this is the 2020 MTV Music Video Awards. It's just the way we do things now.
All right. And tomorrow is a record store day, right?
Tomorrow is record store day. Don't forget that, even though, you know, despite pandemic, record store day goes on. Visit your local record store with your mask on, or better yet, go online. It's the first of three of these. Rather than have a big one in June like they usually do, they're going to do three drops of the special record store day reissue. So tomorrow we have stuff coming out from Elton John and I think Foo Fighters, all sorts of stuff. Recordstoreday.com has the whole list, and you'll be able to get them online, you know, from your favorite independent record store, or, you know, go ahead and, you know, mask up and go in and, you know, help these guys, because, you know, like everything in the music world, the pandemic has hit these guys incredibly hard.
Oh, yeah.
Elton John is doing what he can, you know, for them as well as for the Troubadour in Los Angeles. You'll remember 50 years ago this year, that's where Elton had his big U.S. debut show. It was on August 25th, in fact, so this week. And he's putting out a special vinyl version of his debut album, which he was promoting at the time. He's putting that out for Record Store Day. And he did tell the BBC this week that he's doing what he can to help save the Troubadour itself. All the clubs, you know, all the independent venues are in trouble. There are bills in Congress to help them financially. There's a national organization, National Independent Venues Association. I know Milwaukee has several venues that are part of that, and they're trying to make things happen. Elton John's going to do his part for the Troubadour, and, you know, here's hoping that will happen, and then we can help these people. There's so many people that need help right now, but you know, the music industry certainly does, and especially the independent venues, the independent record stores, and the crew guys who are out of work.
Yeah, right. Well, speaking of Elton John, you've got something on your list here about what did his ex-wife say?
His ex-wife, yeah, Renee Bolal, who's suing him for the Rocket Man film and his autobiography. Basically, they had a non-disclosure in their divorce agreement, but she's saying that Elton violated it by depicting her in the film and by, you know, writing about her in the memoir. Also, one thing that's leaked out in these court documents is apparently just 4 days into their marriage, on their honeymoon, she attempted suicide.
Wow.
She claims, you know, this is from her side. So, you know,
that's a bad honeymoon right there.
It was a bad honeymoon. It was a bad and ill-advised marriage, as Elton has acknowledged. But, you know, nevertheless, she is saying that he had agreed not to discuss it, and he's violating that agreement.
Oh. Well, and speaking of movies, doesn't look like we're going to get the Chris Cornell movie, right?
Well, no. Here's the deal on that. There is going to be a Chris Cornell biopic. It's already in motion. Johnny Holiday has been booked to star in it. But the estate came out this week, the Chris Cornell estate, to say that the movie, which is called Black Days, is not authorized and they have nothing to do with it. Doesn't mean the filmmakers can't make it, but, you know, this will mean things like there will be copyright issues about the music, maybe about some of the portrayal.
Okay.
So we'll see. You know, stay tuned to that. It may well be that they wind up settling, and that the estate likes the script and likes the movie and winds up getting behind it after the fact.
All right. And Dave Grohl is making a cameo in the new Bill and Ted?
Yeah, Bill and Ted, the Save the World, the third movie, Bill and Ted, I think it's called Save the World, will be, it opens today, you know, mostly on virtual cinema, of course, some drive-in action. Dave Grohl is in it, so is Win Butler from the Arcade Fire, and I think a few other people will be popping up in it. You know, it's very music-centric because, of course, they're going to save the world by writing the perfect song again.
Uh-huh, yes.
I think they have to save the world because the first perfect song didn't work.
Or they couldn't come up with another idea.
Yeah, so, you know, go figure. But that opens today, so it's nice to have, you know, what's expected to be a blockbuster type of movie open
yeah.
up.
Right, okay. And the new Rolling Stones record, we've got news on that?
Yeah, we got some stuff. Actually, a little bit of Ronnie Wood news. First of all, both Ronnie Wood and Mick Jagger spoke about the album to British media this week. Ron talked about, and they both talked about how basically it's on hold right now because of the pandemic. They're not able to get together But they're happy. You know, they feel like they've got good music. Jagger even put out the idea that because they're already there's already one song out from it, and Jagger may said, you know, this may be an album we release a song at a time as we finish it. Ronnie Wood said the music's really good. Movies on or the album's on the back burner now, but they're looking forward to getting back to talking about to making it. Meanwhile, the Ronnie Wood documentary, Somebody Up There Likes Me, is going to open via virtual cinema via on September 9th, and it'll run through October 9th when it'll come out on DVD and Blu-ray. And you know, it has been premiered in Britain, and it's a life-spanning movie, you know, all the way back to his first band, The Byrds, and his time in the Jeff Beck group, The Faces, and then The Rolling Stones. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Charlie Watts, and Rod Stewart participate in the documentary. So, and I lied, it's going to start September 18th,
okay,
not the 9th, but it's but you know, so we'll have 3 weeks to see it, and then we can buy it.
There's a lot to cover there with Ron Wolf's life.
Oh yeah, and he, but you know, he's always been very open about it, so I expect this will be a very revealing and entertaining movie.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh yeah,
excellent. Well, anything else, Gary, you want to cover today?
Anything that we should drop, you know, might be that the we've been talking about it, the Tom Petty Wildflowers box set is coming out as Wildflowers and All the Best. It's going to include a bunch of home studio recordings and demos from the Wildflowers album, as well as 14 live performances of songs from Wildflowers.
Cool. All right.
Well, listen, you have a good, safe weekend up there.
Yeah, we'll try, Gary. You do the same.
And we will be on the air next weekend.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, take care.
All right, see you, Gary. It's-